near side meets Rossi and takes the puck away from him. Now he's trying to tap it out to center to rag it a little bit, but the Buckeyes pick it up, and now they have possession. 4:15 to go in the Ohio State major power play. Hanson Bukata to the right wing, Rossi. He comes across the line and sends it right corner to left. Around the near side boards. Guzzo trying to pull it free, and he pushed it back to the point man, McBrayer, at the half boards right. Tapped it back to the blue line, and Hanson Bukata down low, McBrayer. Outside left, Rossi. Straight away now, Hanson Bukata. Back right wing now. It's Ohio State's McBrayer. Low left, Rossi. A little shoulder fake, and then he tried to throw it back to the defenseman McBrayer and picked off by Wisconsin's Morrissey, who sent it into the Ohio State zone, wasting more time on the Buckeyes' power play. Good job by Morrissey. A long shift on the penalty kill for him. And now the Buckeyes have possession. 3:29 left in this man advantage. Still 1-0 Wisconsin. 13 minutes to go, second period. Rossi will dump it in. Dunlap picks it up and then twirls and throws a blind pass to the middle of the ice, intercepted by Horbach, who sends it all the way down. Buckeyes after it. Thompson met by a shoulder check from Kerr. Can't carry it into the Wisconsin zone. Flying back to pick up the loose puck, Lindmark. He sends it back Ohio State's way, again wasting more time. 2 minutes gone by in this five-minute major penalty to Quinn Finley.
So far, at first, what would have been a minor penalty was perfect penalty kill.
Yep. Good point. Here's Carfagna now. Sauces a pass down low to Fontaine. Now left wing it goes. Montez, centering pass right through traffic, top of the crease. Right circle, Davis, Burnside faces the net. Now Fontaine, the left-hander, skates to the right corner. Out to the point, Carfagna. Back left side, Montez. Straight away, Carfagna, rising shot. Where did it go? It went off something and out of play. Face off to come in the Wisconsin zone. 2:29 left in the penalty to Finley, halfway through this five-minute penalty kill.
I think Sawyer Scholl in that last one, sliding through, looking for the shot block at the point. Might have gotten it and directed it up into the netting. Wisconsin gets a Witchell there and a stoppage. That was the first couple seconds there. The Ohio State had some setup time. And here they get a big face-off, try to get the puck one and duck down the ice where it's been a lot of this power play.
Joe Palatichuk has not returned to the ice. Trainer Andy Rohde back on the bench. Mike Hastings walks over to find out the status of the Badgers sophomore defenseman. So Wisconsin without Palatichuk. The extra skater tonight is a defenseman, Weston Knox, but with the ejection of Quinn Finley, the Badgers down to 11 forwards. Montez through the center circle. Left wing pass, Thompson gained the line. Tried to force a pass back to the point, went off a skate, and then came back into the Ohio State zone. 2 minutes left in the Buckeyes' power play. Ohio State, again, 26% on the power play in league play this season. Only 2-for-15 in the last six games, and the Badgers doing a nice job on this PK. Morrissey and Fitzgerald still centering pass, paddled away by Castro to the near corner, held in Montez. And then a pass to the point, and Carfagna, good stick by Morrissey. Carfagna has an angle to the puck and chased it down. Morrissey has to hustle back. Montez across the line. Drop past Thompson. Back to Montez. Tried to lift it short side. Where did it go? It's caught up in the gear of Wisconsin defenseman Ben Dexheimer up near the belt.
Looks like he laid an egg there. The puck dropped down in the corner, and there was no one near him.
Oh, it's not Easter. It's Valentine's Day.
It's coming up.
Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. Beautiful day. Here comes McBrayer. Power play continues for another minute five. A shot off the stick of the backpedaling Scholes. Rossi picks up the loose change. Flipped it around behind the net. There is Guzzo with it now. Point pass to Johnson. Left side, McBrayer. Down to the wing he goes, and Rossi. 50 seconds left on the power play. One-time shot by McBrayer. Missed the net. Off the end boards. Bounces around. Centering pass off the stick of Hong. And then held in by McBrayer. He'll send it down to the right wing, and Hong taken away by Jack Horbach. Horbach fans off to his right, gets some open ice, and flings it all the way down. Half minute to go in the Ohio State power play. 1-0 Wisconsin. 10-10 left in the second period. Rossi tried to do a bit too much through center ice, turned it over. Badgers fire it right up the middle of the ice. Dexheimer got a fortunate break off his skate to center. 18 seconds to go on the Ohio State power play. Pass by Guzzo behind McBrayer. Taken by Dexheimer. He sends it up towards Scholl. Taken by Johnson. Red line pass. Dropped off by Guzzo. Intercepted by Mosley. 4 seconds to go on the penalty. And the Wisconsin Badgers have killed off the five-minute major. Remain on top 1-0 halfway through here in Columbus.
If the place wasn't already quiet, the Badgers would have silenced the crowd here on that last five-minute kill. That was outstanding.
Very well done. Ohio State with 14 shots on goal here tonight. Many of those coming on this last power play. Long-range shot by Hanson Bucata off a stick to the corner. Simon Tassie gives chase. Moved it to Hensler. Now Thalen ran into traffic. Hensler's got it. Patient turns and faces the ice surface and up ahead to Tassie, who dives to try to get it deep. Then he pulls up the loose puck. Here he is, right wing shot. Save made by Turnus. Kicked it out with his right pillow. And then out to neutralize. Puck goes airborne and then scooped ahead by Godbout down deep into the Wisconsin zone. Badgers only 8 shots on goal here tonight. They're saying 8 shots, but actually, it's 15-8 Wisconsin, the shots on goal. Ohio State only a couple of shots on goal so far in this period. I misread the scoreboard, my fault. Here's Mellenbacher across the line. Snapshot, pad save made by Turnus. Ricochets behind the net. I'm not sure if they got a shot off on that five-minute power play.
No, I don't remember one. If there might have been one from a pretty harmless area.
And the Badgers lead 1-0. Boy, another one would be nice here. Here's Phelan knocking down Hong with a shoulder check. Out to center. Weston Knox in pursuit. Smith gets there first for the Buckeyes, but the loose puck picked up by Tyson Dick. Wisconsin onside. Tyson throws it towards the net, and it's stopped there by Turnus, who gives it to Abel. And a breakout pass to Montez, left wing. Right wing pass now to Fontaine off his stick. Slowed by Weston Knox. Montez came flying in and got horse collared down, if you will. Kind of clotheslined by Weston Knox. No penalty called. We play on. Shot from the left wing. Castro able to knock it to the far corner. Now Zach Scholes tied up by Fontaine. Davis Burnside picks up the loose puck. Centering pass goes off the body of Kukkonen and out to center. 7.5 minutes left in the second. Still 1-0 Badgers. Burnside comes across the line. Pass right wing. Johnson threw it down low. Fontaine off his stick. Tried to center. Taken by Mosley. Taken back by the Buckeyes. Johnson backpedaling blue line. Pressured by Mosley. He coughed it up to Kukkonen. And now Ryland Mosley with it. Little time and space at neutral ice. And a near side pass for Scholes. The defenseman was exiting the offensive zone. And the Badgers turn it over. Centering pass. Good stick by Dexheimer. Found its way to Kerfania, dumps it deep in the Wisconsin zone. 7 minutes to go. Centering pass, whacked out of harm's way, back to the blue line. Kerfania D to D, Hanson Bucata. Now to the right wing, pass back out Kerfania. His shot blocked by Mosley, retrieved by Kerfania. Skates in low left, tries to deke out Castro. Got a piece of it with his stick. Loose puck picked up by Dexheimer. Scooped out through center, not strongly enough for icing. Badgers will get a change. 6:40 left in the second. Still 1-0 Wisconsin.
A nice net drive. Kerfania going around the Badgers after a...
Look out. Here comes Dunlap. He couldn't get an angle to the net. Left a pass in the slot. Trailing was Rossi. He couldn't get a shot off. He put it behind the net, and that's where the Badgers take it. Anthony Kerr flings a lead feed for Tassie. Too far. That'll be icing. No, waved off. Waved off by the referees. Buckeyes break out. Rossi. Left wing. Oh, he got around Wisconsin's care, but helping out was Phelan. That's what a D partner does there. And now Owen Lindmark with open ice skates out of his own end. Left wing to Sawyer Scholl. Couldn't get it deep. Ran into traffic. McBrayer took it away. Right wing pass. Dunlap. Heart of the net goes Guzzo. Dunlap with it. Low right. Can't center. When he does, it's too late. And Lindmark on back pressure. Able to get underneath McBrayer to take the puck away. Dick with a partial break. He was able to cut through the slot. Got a shot off. Turnus with a save. Follow up by Botterill. His tough angled shot went right through the paint. Buckeyes skated out to center. 5.5 minutes to go in the second. Still 1-0 Wisconsin. Weston Knox with it. Up the middle of the ice, it's Tyson Dick. He's onside. Sweeps a pass left wing. Mellenbacher. His shot goes off the post. Oh, here's a chance for Dick. Stopped by Turnus. Rebound. Mellenbacher pushed it wide. Still 1-0 Badgers. 5:20 to go in the second. Wisconsin can't hold his own. Buckeyes take it away. Gordon up the left wing. The pass out of his reach. Backpedaling Hensler. Goes D to D to Knox. Zips it ahead to center. Put it right on the tape of Johnson's stick. Buckeyes have it. Center ice. Here's a pass to Godbout. His shot off the stick. That's up and out of play. finally getting a whistle and a media timeout. 5:03 to go in the second. The Badgers lead the Buckeyes 1-0. We'll take a 10-second break for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, Brian and Paul here in Columbus. Wisconsin leading 1-0. We'll take a one-minute commercial break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We offer the largest in-stock selection of home appliances that are ready to take home today, including Criterion refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and laundry appliances. They're built to make your life simple, no matter how busy life gets. Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, join us for the next edition of the Wisconsin Hockey Hour with head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, February 19th, a live show at Buck and Honey's in Monona. We'd love to have you be part of the studio audience. Buck and Honey's in Monona, Wednesday night at 7:05, the Wisconsin Hockey Hour on the Badgers Sports Network. Wisconsin dumps the puck in the Ohio State zone. There's Turnus to knock it to the corner. Taken by the Buckeyes and lifted out to center. Ben Dexheimer after it for the Badgers. Goes D to D to Hensler. Tough pass to handle as that puck went bouncing across the way. And then Dexheimer throws it into the crowd accidentally. Tried to get it up off the glass high and up through center, but it went flying into the stands, and it appears everybody's okay. 4:40 to go here in the second. 1-0 Wisconsin.
Actually gave a heck of a play by one of the fans. I saw a hand get stuck up on the fast puck and at least slow it down.
Yeah.
Get the security people checking everyone out, making sure they're okay, because that's definitely a quick clear there by Dexheimer over the glass.
Again, with Quinn Finley's ejection for a five-minute major for bowling over the goaltender, Wisconsin has only 11 forwards at its disposal. Faceoff won by Thompson. Fontaine, top of the left circle. He shot one too high. Garfagna out to the point, walking down the slot. Fontaine shot blocked by the rookie Hensler. Garfagna now throws one towards the net. That goes off the skate. Maybe the stick of Thompson and in. Buckeyes get on the board. Not much Castro could do about that. That puck changed directions on its way to the Badgers' net.
A lot of room on the point after that faceoff win by Ohio State. There's a couple forwards working up high. This one, Castro came out left to make the save. He actually cut off the angle and got out pretty high, but The redirection there by Thompson in front of the net went back against the grain and past the goaltender. We got a tie game here.
The Alaska Anchorage transfer, Riley Thompson, his 15th goal of the season. It comes at 15:36. And so the Buckeyes pull even here late in period number two. Badgers dump it in. Scholl in after it. Morrissey and Tassi out on the ice for Wisconsin. Tassi out by the blue line as Phelan pinched in to try to get to the puck. And now here's Morrissey to Tassi. Pass to Scholes off his stick. Scholl trying to outmuscle Hansu Bukata and does. Got the puck to Morrissey into the offensive zone. Slowed by McBrayer. Badgers pick it up. Here's Knox now. Low left. Put it in front off the stick of the goaltender. Knox will chase it down near side. Sends it back behind the net. Sawyer Scholl. Slowed a bit by Hansen Bukata. His pass to the point didn't get through. Taken away by the Buckeyes and Deca. Rink-wide pass. It looked like Buckeyes had too many men on the ice and a steal. Here's Wisconsin's Kukkonen. Breakaway stopped by Curtis. Oh, he tried to snap it off from the hash marks, and Curtis stopped it with his blocker.
The Buckeyes for the third time this period almost had too many men. I think that kind of created the breakaway. They were afraid to touch the puck at one point, and Badgers turned around and had Kukkonen behind the D.
Kukkonen with 8 goals, 17 points. Snapped a 10-game goalless streak last Saturday with a power play goal against Penn State. Puck loose near the Ohio State line by the Badgers bench, and the Buckeyes will dump it down in under 3 minutes to go in the period. Puck rolls from behind the net right in front of Wisconsin's goal mouth. No Buckeyes there. The Badgers calmly pick it up, send it down to the Ohio State zone. Smith bumps it off for Johnson, and the Buckeyes come ahead with it. Here's Johnson now, right-handed defenseman. Left side, Rossi. Bad pass, intercepted by Wisconsin's Dick. Lifts it ahead in a breakaway, potentially for Horbach. Hustling back, Teal Wahlberg. Horbach tees it up on the dot and fired one too high. Tyson Dick spins out of control. Puck slides free, and Dunlap now has it for the Buckeyes. He's able to nudge it ahead into the Wisconsin zone. Phelan able to get to it first. Slowed the puck, tried to move it up along the boards. Came right back to him. Instead, he reverses and goes to Zach Scholes. Zach up ahead, deflected by Horbach, and it wobbles down into the Ohio State zone, and Wahlberg goes to get it. He rims it around. Both teams in the midst of a change. Little jousting going on near the Wisconsin line, and the shot by Wise well wide. Hong now with support from Wise. Puck on Tyson's Dick's stick for a moment. Now back below the goal line, and Zach Scholes has it. Met with a little hip check by Montez. Zach double team. Now two Badgers come to help him. So the Badgers have numbers below their own goal line. And Wisconsin's Tyson Dick can't come out or with it. Hanson Bucana took it away. Slides one towards the front of the net. Instead blocked by Mellenbacher. Simon Tassie trying to clear the zone. Finally, Mellenbacher gets the job done. A Willie Mays catch by Tyson Dick at center. Dropped it to the ice. Couldn't dump it in. Ohio State picked up the loose puck. And then Mellenbacher with a steal. He shouldered off the puck by Montez. Ohio State's got it back with 1:15 to go in the second. Now here's Mosley across the line for the Badgers. Drop past Lindmark. Low right looking. Back to Mosley. Hit shot. Oh, big right arm saved by Turnus. Out to the point. A fluttering shot by Weston Knox that bounced off the goaltender to the near corner. Two good looks for Wisconsin here trying to break the 1-1 tie. And then a centering pass goes airborne. Turnus has to come out of his crouch to glove it. And then Mosley going at it a little bit with Hanson Bucana. No, that's Abel. And then he's pulled it out of there by one of the Buckeyes, James Hong. And are they going to take them both? Wow. They're going to take Sawyer Scholl again and Davis Burnside, who apparently got that little scrum going.
Yeah, Burnside got, I think it was Lindmark in front of the net from behind. And then Scholl came in and protected his teammate. They both end up in the box. It's funny in hockey, the first hit wasn't probably going to get called until Scholl came in and cross-checked Burnside after the play.
Yeah. Coincidental minors on the Badgers, Sawyer Scholl, and the Buckeyes, Davis Burnside at 19:03. Mike Hastings pleading his case with referee Nicholas Bett. And now Steve Rolick has the ear of linesman Tommy George.
Burnside went to the bench. I don't know if he's getting checked out or now going to the locker room.
He is.
So I assume Ohio State has to put someone in the box for that.
Yep. Burnside, 10 goals, 25 points this season. He's back in the Ohio State locker room. Only 57.6 seconds left in the period. And maybe because they're skating 4-on-4 for the rest of the period, they don't put a player in the box. Face off to the right of Ohio State netminder Logan Turnus. Badgers win the draw. Dexheimer, low shot that went off the knee. Carom to the near corner. Morrissey can't reach it. Fitzgerald in on the forecheck. Forces Carfagna to step back and move to his right, and then drops it off for Dunlap. Shots on goal 21-10 in favor of Wisconsin, but it's still 1-1. Badgers have had their chances for sure. Puck not going in. Now Carfagna, wraparound, loose puck, kicked in maybe, or tapped in by Dunlap. 2-1 Ohio State. Carfagna with some serious speed came around the back of the Badgers net and tucked it towards the paint. Castro got a piece of it, Paul, and then it was there for anybody to get.
Yeah, just a speed wraparound. And wraparounds have been tricky here today for Castro. It seemed like early in the game there was one that his teammates covered for him. This one, just a wraparound angled off the left pad in front. Dexheimer was there, looked like had Dunlop tied up. Puck was so close to the goal line, it didn't really take much to push it over. And Ohio State gets their second goal of the night here in the last minute of the period. Oh, like you said, only 11 shots.
Amazing. 19:29, the time of the goal for Damian Carfagna. And it's 2-1 Ohio State. Actually, beg your pardon, Joe Dunlap, the alternate captain, gets the goal. Carfagna, his second primary assist. McBrayer with the other helper. Two goals in the final 4.5 minutes for Ohio State. And the Buckeyes with the lead. Let's see what Wisconsin can answer. Badgers have been in this position so many times this season. With a game on the line. Late second period going into the third. Long range shot by Scholes, and it banks off the end boards and then snagged off the wall by Turnus. And now Horbach takes a pop right into his midsection on a cross check by Ryan Gordon. I don't think we'll see any penalties from it. That was odd. Scholes straight away, Paul. He fired that shot too high, and it went off the glass and ricocheted back towards the Ohio State goal mouth, and that's where Turnus read the play and took it off the wall. And boy, it would have been a nice play if he had to relay to the shortstop to make sure the runner didn't advance to third.
We mentioned it earlier in the game, the glass here and by the Zamboni, which is right behind that net that Ohio State's defending right now. There's some crazy bounces that come off that area, and that was another one of them.
Face off to Turnus's right, Lindmark. Guzzo, the puck caroms to the near corner. 2 seconds to go on the period, and that will do it for the second period. As Lindmark got a shot off just as the horn sounds. Badgers with 22 shots on goal, but have potted one. Buckeyes have had only 12 shots on goal. They've scored twice. Ohio State with a 2-1 lead on Wisconsin after two periods of play. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Take a 60-second break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Well, Wisconsin had a 1-0 lead after one period of play on Jack Horbach's second goal of the season, and it stayed that way even after Quinn Finley was kicked out of the game for a 5-minute major for head contact with a goaltender. Questionable call. Well, there was contact for sure. He went right into him and bowled him over. Maybe a 5-minute major, but he was also kicked out of the game, a game misconduct. Still, Wisconsin able to kill off that 5-minute Ohio State power play. Somehow, though, the Buckeyes gained momentum from the fact that Wisconsin killed off their power play, and eventually they would score twice. Riley Thompson on a nice driving play by Damian Carfagna tied it up at 15:36 for Thompson, his 15th goal of the year. Fontaine got an assist to get to 30 points this season, 1-1. And then Carfagna again on the attack. The defenseman took it around behind the net, tried to wrap it around. Castro got a piece of it, but it wobbled in the blue paint, and Dunlap beat Dexheimer to the puck and tapped it in. Joe Dunlap gets the goal. That's his fourth of the season from Carfagna and McBrayer. That at 19:29, 2-1 after two. Buckeyes had only 6 shots on goal, 12 for the game. Castro stopped 10 of those 12. Badgers had 14 shots on goal in that period. Turnus stopped them all. He has denied the Badgers on 22 of 23 shots. Wisconsin 0 for 1 on the power play. The Buckeyes have had 7 minutes of power play hockey, 0 for 2. Once again, it's a tight game going to the third. Disappointing end of that second period of play.
Yeah, I mean, that was such a great penalty kill by the Badgers. You mentioned that, the 5-minute major kill. Badgers did an outstanding job with either zero or one shots on goal for Ohio State. We don't have the official stats with us.
Right.
And it looked like things were good. But after that, Ohio State played better when it got back to 5-on-5. And it took a while, but they just a deflection in front and a rebound right in the slot. So a couple of goals that just puck around the net. Again, you take those chances, a wraparound chance and a point shot, no big deal, but they ended up in the back of the net for Wisconsin, and now 2-1, 2-1, like the first two games, or 2-1 heading into the third here. Ohio State very comfortable with those leads over time, and so Wisconsin will have to really just continue what they're doing and try to find the net again.
Find a way to put the puck behind Logan Turnus. By the way, Dunlap's go-ahead goal at 19:29, the 24th time this season the Badgers have given up a goal in the final 2 minutes of a period. Wisconsin trails 2-1 after two. Second intermission coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We have what you need to give your bathroom a fresh, updated look. Shop Menards' great selection of bathroom products from American Standard. No matter the size of your bathroom, American Standard offers a superior line of toilets, faucets, sinks, and bathtubs. Complete your bathroom update today with American Standard. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
Hey, for every goal that Wisconsin men's and women's hockey teams score this season, Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research and conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's at the School of Medicine and Public Health. And you can assist us in trying to end Alzheimer's. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and also learn where you can sign up to give for each Badger goal scored this season. You know, University of Wisconsin-Madison researchers are trying to improve the lives of people affected with innovative treatments, early diagnosis, and comprehensive support for families and caregivers. Visit goalsforacure.org. BadgerStoreCore.org. Badgers trail Ohio State 2-1 after two periods of play. Riley Thompson and Joe Dunlap both scored at the end of the second period for the Buckeyes. They're shooting for their 19th win of the year. And with a win and a Minnesota loss at Michigan, Ohio State would be 1 point out of second place in the Big Ten. And right now, Michigan has a 2-1 lead on the Gophers. Minnesota jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the second period, but then Garrett Shifsky and Keenan Draper scored in the final 3 minutes of the second, so the Wolverines are on top. And in-state college, Penn State opened up a 3-0 lead in the first period, but Notre Dame has scored twice in the second, so after two in Happy Valley, actually, now Penn State just scored. Dane Dowiak, his second goal of the game, shorthanded with 3 seconds left in the period. Penn State's up 4-2. The Nittany Lions closing in on the Badgers for fifth place. Wisconsin down 2-1, second intermission. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Well, you've heard this before. For the 30th time in 31 games, the Badgers will go into the third period or play a third period either ahead, tied, or down one goal. 30th time in 31 games. Amazing. Badgers trying to snap a 4-game losing streak, trailing Ohio State 2-1. And the third period is up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
the energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores!
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores! Badgers answer right back!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
And the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Brian Posick and Paul Capobianco here at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. Wisconsin trails Ohio State 2-1 as we start the third period. Badgers will skate to our left here in the third. Again, if you've joined us late, Quinn Finley ejected in the second period after running into the goaltender. The referees ruled head contact worthy of a five-minute major and a game misconduct. So one of the nation's leading scorers didn't play the final 16 minutes of the second period and won't be here in the third. Buckeyes have the puck and they'll fire it all the way down. Actually, the goaltender Castro ducked down it, hit him back behind the net, and they charge hard to the cage as Fontaine came from behind the net, wrapped it around, and on the far side was Montez flying left wing. Boy, he was open too, got his stick on the puck, and it actually shot off the far post, and then he knocked the goal off its moorings. That was quite a play, a set play off the faceoff, it seems, Paul, as Carfagna started it with a 200-foot pass from one goal line to the other.
Again, they scored their last goal basically on a wraparound play. This one, similar kind of thing.
Fontaine came off to the left of Castro and put it back right to Montez, who had a chance to finish. Here's Carfagna now back to Montez. Boy, he's a good-looking playmaking defenseman, Damian Carfagna, the junior from Woodridge, New Jersey. Steal by Mosley in the defensive zone, poked it out to center, and Carfagna will go to get it. Started his career at New Hampshire, 6 goals, 16 points as a freshman, transferred to Ohio State, had only 6 points as a sophomore, but as a junior, he's got 21. Here's James Hong, the former Madison Capital. Backside left, wide open. The defenseman Smith joining the play. Castro came out to cut him off. He never got a shot off. Castro 5 feet outside his crease. He also got in the way of Montez on a loose puck, preventing him from shooting the puck. Now Tyson Dick shoots one low. A stick save made by Turnus, and then he snags it out of midair and hangs on for a faceoff. Boy, aggressive play by the Badgers goaltender Anton Castro, twice denying Ohio State a chance to shoot the puck in tight.
He's definitely not played timid tonight. He's been aggressive all over the ice around his goal, going back to play pucks, and there it pays off.
Face off to the right of Turnus, Fitzgerald, Kukin, and Dick with care and knocks at the blue line. Fitzgerald pushed it towards the net. Turnus out of his net, rims it around to the far side. Kukkonen applying pressure there on Fontaine. Tyson Dick trying to pull it free. Instead, Kukkonen came out of there, cut off by McBrayer. Thompson took the puck. McBrayer tied up Tyson Dick. Loose puck out near the high slot, and Karam's free, and here's Burnside, left wing, cutting in on Knox, shoots one good waffler save made by Castro as Burnside changed directions. They fire a pass to the point to Nabel, down to the goal line, Fontaine, open, turns, and scores! Anthony Kerr pleading with the referee, Castro 2. Gunnar Wolf, Fontaine lights the lamp, a 3-1 Buckeyes lead. And I'm not sure what Kerr and Castro were pleading about.
Well, there's a Buckeye down in the crease behind Castro. The whole time he was laying down there, you know, it gets back and gets set up, but it takes energy to get off the goal, off the Buckeye that's sitting there laying down on the blue paint, and he finally gets set up. But are you really set up and ready to go? You use some energy to get back up and kind of distracted your play.
And now Anton Castro has been pulled for Tommy Scarfoni, although the referees are going to take a look at video replay to see if Castro was interfered with. And if he was, would Mike put Castro back in goal after having Scarfoni come off the bench? Tommy now loosening up in the crease, stretching out a little bit. So the time of the goal, if it stands, 1:40 for Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine.
If nothing else, it serves it as an extended timeout for Wisconsin, depending on how long the review takes.
Right. Fontaine from Abel and Burnside, again at 1:40. A tough start to the third period, to say the least, for the Wisconsin Badgers, who've lost four in a row. They've been outscored 12-2 in the third period during those four games. Keep in mind, four of those 12 goals were empty netters. Nevertheless,
and the last third period the Badgers won was their last regular win against Michigan.
Yep.
Back at the Kohl Center.
That was a month ago. And again, the referees Nicholas Bett and Jake Rakuki looking at video replay. Hey, again, join us Wednesday night, February 19th, a live edition of the Wisconsin Hockey Hour at Buck and Honey's in Monona. Starts at 7:05. Owen Lindmark and Casey O'Brien will be there, the Badgers captains. There's an outdoor rink there. They'll be skating, so bring your skates and come skate with the Badgers. And also meet Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson. The live radio show Wednesday night, February 19th, next Wednesday, at Buck and Honey's in Monona, 7 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Now Tommy Scarfoni has made his way back to the Badgers bench, and Anton Castro is back in between the pipes, actually pacing from far corner to near corner, taking a few shots of his water bottle as we wait for the referees to come out of the penalty box to tell us if it's a good goal or not. No goalie interference, according to the referees. The goal will stand. Fontaine from Abel and Burnside at 1:40. So I know Castro went over to the bench after that goal was scored to talk to Nate LaPointe, the equipment manager. So they put Scarfoni in between the pipes, but apparently Castro's gear is all good, and he's right back in there. But the Badgers now down a pair. 3-1 they trail.
Yeah, I mean, you look at that play, it's, you don't like how it developed, but there's no way they're going to overturn that with the goaltender able to get back up and be clear of the play. And whoever it was down in the blue had his legs tied around one of the Badger D. It looked like as made it difficult to get kind of recover. And then Castro was kind of in the pile, and he got out with a second or two to spare before the shot, maybe even 3 seconds before the shot came. So yeah, it was unlikely they were going to overturn that, but it's kind of unfortunate.
Yep. Face off to the left of Turnus after Ohio State just iced it. Scholes holds the zone. Right wing, Botterill can't get a shot off. And picked up by Ohio State. Rink wide, Dunlap with speed. Cut off by Phelan, sweeps it in front. Anyway, a sliding pad save made by Castro on the ricocheted puck. It's still loose in the paint before Castro covers. And then look out, one of the Buckeyes pushed over another who was down on his belly. He fell head over heels. And now Phelan and Guzzo mixing it up a little bit. And I think the referee, Nicholas Bett's, going to take Phelan and Guzzo again. And that's what they will do. Badgers down 3-1. And I look across to my right where Luke Buss and Adam Pietola are sitting. A couple of Badger freshmen taking some notes for their squad, and there's Quinn Finley, who was ejected, and Joe Palatichuk, the sophomore defenseman, sitting up here too. He got knocked into the corner in the second period and left and did not return. And now Anton Castro is going back to the net. Actually, he's headed to the Badgers locker room, and Tommy Scarfoni is going to take over in goal. So Castro may be done for the night. What is going on?
Well, we saw him go to the bench during that review, and it looked like there was going to be a change made and ended up going back in. But now he goes to the locker room by himself. Andy Rohde on the bench still, so I would assume he's done now.
I would think so. So he leaves 2:10 into the third, and so Tommy Scarfoni has come in for the Badgers in goal. Wisconsin trailing 3-1. Wisconsin steal behind the net. Scholl in tight. Stopped by Turnus. Dexheimer with four checking pressure. Beat a couple of Buckeyes to the puck, and he centered it, and Scholl was trailing so tight to the net, though he had no room really to get a good shot off, but He forced Turnus to make a move and stop it.
And he got kind of made some contact with Turnus when he first got the puck. He was so close in, his right leg hit the left pad of the goaltender, and I think that put him a little bit off balance. And thinking back to Castro, you know, he went to the bench after that collision in the crease, and you wonder if something happened when that collision happened.
Wisconsin wins the offensive zone faceoff. Hansler, long-range shot knocked down. Loose puck, and getting a piece of it, Mosley put it on goal, but it wasn't moving very quickly, and Turnus saw it all the way and covered. 17:22 to go in the third. The Badgers trailing 3-1 to Ohio State. Series finale tomorrow night, 7:30 faceoff. It's on the Big Ten Network. Of course, also on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app with pregame coverage at 7 o'clock. So Wisconsin minus two skaters because of injuries here tonight. One an injury, one an ejection, and now minus the starting goaltender tonight, Anton Castro, who's left with an injury, replaced by Scarfoni. Off the draw, Dexheimer's rising shot stopped by Turnus. Buckeyes pick up the loose puck, skate it to center. Burnside across the line, defended by Hensler. Protects the puck as he turns his back to the nets. Out high, Carfagna to the slot. Here's Hansen Bucata. Sends it back to Carfagna. Cuts down the right wing wall. Cycles for Thompson. He'll try to carry it to the nets. Slowed by Mosley. Pushed him to the end boards. Now Rylan off balance. Wraparound attempt by Thompson. Stopped by Scarfoni, who covers. 1:02 left in the coincidental minors to Wisconsin's Phelan and Ohio State's Guzzo.
Thompson, you can see it on that play how big he is.
Yeah.
Just a wide body, tall. A great job there. Rylan Mosley using some inside leverage to keep him outside the net for the most part.
Yeah, Thompson, 6'4", 215. Again, a transfer from Alaska Anchorage, where last year he had 9 goals and 24 points for the Independent Seawolves, and now playing Big Ten hockey and doing well. Buckeyes won the faceoff. Long-range shot missed the net, but they hold at the right point in Gordon. Down below the goal line, Scholl's able to beat Wise to the puck, and the Badgers break out. Horbach with a nice pass to Kerr. Right wing cross the line, Fitzgerald. Stick handling, slowed by Gordon. Puck came off his stick, but Christian able to track it down. Christian, high slot backhand, turns to his forehand. No place to shoot as he's being dogged by the defenseman McBrayer. Now Dexheimer skating. Right wing, shot, blocked down in front by Johnson. Turns to his right and finds an open man, and that is his teammate McBrayer. He skates up to the Badgers line. Pass for Gordon, too far for him. It's back into the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer giving chase. Horbach there to help his teammate out. And Gordon in on the forecheck, and a nice pass by Dexheimer finding Hensler up the middle of the ice to Kukkonen. 4:10 into the third period. 3-1 Ohio State. Now a whistle in Wisconsin, apparently. Iced the puck. I thought it may have iced it, as he had yet to gain the red line, but it deflected out of play, and they'll drop it at center ice, apparently.
Yeah, that last play, Gordon lost a stick behind the Badger goal.
Yeah.
And so he was behind the play, and somewhat unexpected to, I think, Ben Dexheimer in the corner, but he handled that rather nicely, as you mentioned, and made a nice play to get the puck out.
Face off at center. Mellenbacher finds Botterill on the attack. His shot blocked and went back behind the nets. Botterill able to chase it down, keep it alive for Mellenbacher left wing, now cycling with Simon Tassie. Tassie, Botterill, Mellenbacher, the fourth line originally on Mike Hastings' line chart. Carfagna takes it for Ohio State. Bucata, Hansen Bucata threw it up to center, and it rolls back Wisconsin's way, and Zach Scholl's goes to get it for the Badgers. Lead Fien finds its way to Botterill. Dumped it in, but Wahlberg cuts him off and took the puck away. Now to Smith. His pass got through traffic. Dunlap on the attack. Snaps one off. Blocker save made by Scarfoni. High into the air. Fontaine with it. Thought about shooting. Then elected not to. And then Kerr able to poke the puck out to center. Trying to chase it down. Fontaine cut him off. Buckeyes have it back. Bad pass by Smith. Almost stolen away by Botterill for a potential break. And now they finally get it out to center. A little over 5 minutes gone by in the third. Badgers down 3-1. Weston Knox now. Up to center. Kerr just got away with a slash maybe as he knocked the stick of Burnside out of his hands. Davis wanted a penalty, but the referee didn't call it. And now Scarfoni will move it far side to Lindmark. Pressured by Burnside, able to jam the puck free. Dexheimer comes to get it. He'll skate ahead. Right near the scorer's table. Tried to dump it in, went off partition on the glass never got deep. Buckeyes Hong with it, and he coughed it up to Dexheimer, and now Phelan will whip it in. 14 minutes to go in the third. Badgers need a pair to tie. Wisconsin had a 1-0 lead in the first after Jack Horbach's goal with about 2 minutes to go in the period. And the Buckeyes scored twice late in the second and once early in the third, looking for more. In on the attack comes Montez. To Hong, far side. Here's a shot by Wise, missed the net. Scarfone well out of his net to cut down the angle. Aggressive play by Scarfone. Montez to the point. Long-range shot got through. Saved by Scarfone. Rebound attempt on a backhand. Kicked aside by Tommy to the far corner. Now Hong with it to the point. Carfagna, his shot, missed the net as Scarfone went left to right. Wisconsin struggling, hemmed in a little bit. Now Dexheimer lobs it out to center to relieve the pressure. And 13:20 to go in the third. It's 3-1 Ohio State.
And we've seen third periods not be successful lately for Wisconsin. They seem to be hemmed back here a little bit. Ohio State just playing simple.
Yep.
Badgers can't get the puck down in the offensive end for a while here.
Phelan slow to the blue line. Badgers cough it up. And now a chance for Deck Hutt, but he's defended well by Mellenbacher. Forced a turnover, and the Badgers now have it. Mellenbacher on a tap pass from Kukkonen in right wing. Stops now and looks. Tried to cycle down low for Kukkonen. Instead, Johnson able to get to the puck first. And Brent Johnson, the defenseman, twirls back and hands off to William Smith. And the Buckeyes, 11th in the country in goals against at 2.3 per game. Lead the Big Ten in conference games, 2.4 goals allowed per contest. Kukkonen, long range, easy save by Turnus. And now we got a little scrum going on here between Lindmark and Gordon. And the stick of Lindmark is caught up in the face mask of Gordon, actually underneath the bubble, not the cage that's somewhere, but the face shield of Gordon. And the stick, the blade went up into the side and up by his face. Gordon wanted a penalty on Lindmark. Lindmark just wants his stick back.
For a second there, I wasn't sure that was going to come out. But the linesman doing yeoman's work, pulling it out. It's like Sword in the Stone.
Right. Very much so.
Now the king.
Oh, and Lindmark playing in career game number 167, closing in on 170. Only 11 players in school history, off the top of my head, have reached 170 games played. Quite an accomplishment to wear that sweater that many times. Bob Andringa, the school record with 179. Gary Shuchuk had 177. Here's a shot from the point by Hensler off a stick and kind of lobbed its way or floated its way to the goaltender. And Turnus stood up and just grabbed it. And another faceoff to come in the Ohio State zone. 3-1 Buckeyes, 12:17 to go here in the third.
A couple of the recent guys like Josh S. and Brock Caulfield at 172 and Ben Street, who's somewhat recent, but a lot of this because of COVID and extra years for people.
Sure. Rob Andringa and Gary Shuchuk had won. They just were on good teams that played deep into March.
And those schedules were a little bit broader.
Yes, they were. Face off, won by the Badgers. Shot by Hensler, didn't get through. It's loose. Poked free by Lindmark. Tried to tap it out to Hensler, but didn't get anything on it. Now Rossi for Ohio State, knocked down by Lindmark, who tries to get to Guzzo before he can get to the puck. No luck there, and it's out through center ice. Under 12 minutes to go. Badgers down a pair. Logan Hensler, likely a first-round draft pick in the NHL draft coming up this year. Up ahead to Tassi, now to Dexheimer, and he'll fire it in. Winds around to the left-wing corner, and then sent back by Carfagna far side. That's where Rossi goes to get it. Moves it to Thompson. Left wing Dunlap. He's spinning around trying to locate the puck in his skates. Throws it out to Thompson right wing. Settles it down. Riley Thompson off the boards. Pass slot. Dunlap shot. Save made. Scarfone came out on top of the paint. Sliding on his knees. Corralled the puck to his shoulder with his glove hand. And a faceoff to come to the left of the Badgers. Goaltender with 11:25 to go in the third. Again, 3-1 Buckeyes.
A good play there by Thompson again for Ohio State. Kind of got away along the sideboards, went to the dot, drew some Badgers, and found some open space with his teammate. But like you said, Scarfone came way out, tacked the shooter, and made a pretty easy save.
Badgers have the puck. Horbach sends it right wing. Fitzgerald able to control it now. Double teamed. and got knocked down and a penalty called on the Buckeyes for holding. Wisconsin will get a Kunis power play with 11:12 to go in the third. Fitzgerald trying to move with two Buckeyes right on him. Eventually basically got pulled down by Teal Wahlberg. So Wisconsin gets that Kunis power play. Get one here. You're down one.
Yeah, I think one guy had him, the Wahlberg, or Wahlberg, who got called for it, had a little bit of his back or reached out to grab him, and his teammate came through and got a skate. So it's kind of a double team. One of them or the other did the damage. Probably the other, but they called Wahlberg, and doesn't matter. Badgers will take this opportunity to try to cut the lead in half.
Morrissey's out there. Mosley, Tassi, Fitzgerald, and Dexheimer. Again, Finley sitting in the stands now after being ejected in the second period for head contact with a goalie. Here's Dexheimer, blue line, left wing, Morrissey walks the wall down to the goal line. Back out Dexheimer, looks to shoot and does, too high. Fitzgerald keeps it alive in the attacking zone around to the left wing, and Morrissey got it to the blue line in Dexheimer. Burnside out on the penalty kill. Now here's Fitzgerald. He whistles one towards the netminder and stopped by Turnus. No rebound to be had. 1:37 to go on the power play. Badgers down 3-1, 10:49 to go here in the third.
And a pass across to Fitzgerald, a little stick handle, probably more than he needed to. Gives the goaltender a chance to get across and makes what looks like a pretty routine save on a shot from that side by the dot. A good chance to set up, but I just go to their second unit now.
Face off to the left of Logan Turnus. Lindmark with Kukkonen, Botterill, Dick, and Hensler, the point man. Lindmark won the faceoff. Hensler with it. Left side now, Botterill. Ryan down to the goal line and now twists back into the left corner. Now at the dot. Shoots one. Try to go short side. It ricocheted to the corner. Hensler able to hold. Found Lindmark looking right wing. Tyson Dick moves to the dot. Now Lindmark, nice catch in the high slot, but from behind. Poked free by Dunlap. He and Hensler the other way. Dunlap and Hensler engaged, and the two go into the cage, knocking it off its pegs. Fans wanted a penalty as Hensler shoved Dunlap after the whistle. I don't think there are going to be any penalties from that, but good hustle by the freshman to slow down the graduate student Joe Dunlap. Faceoff in the Wisconsin zone. Badgers trailing here 3-1.
Yeah, good play by Hensler. Used his speed, get cut off the angle. Kind of drove Dunlap, or at least cut off the angle enough to put him into the goal, and then gave him a little shove after, which I think is what Dunlap didn't like, even though it really was nothing.
Yeah, right. Faceoff to Scarfoni's right. Lindmark against Ryan Gordon. Gordon, a couple of goals at Notre Dame last Friday on that 5-1 win. He's had a nice sophomore season as a fourth-line center for Steve Rollick's squad. Badgers won the draw. Here comes Botterill at the red line. Power play continues for another 60 seconds. Isaac Dick tries to get to the puck in the far corner. Instead, the Buckeyes got there first. Hanson Bukata finds space and sends it all the way down. All right, Hensler again with Fitzgerald, Tassi, Morrissey, and Mosley. Hensler up the middle of the ice, wanted to drop it back. Now he sends it rink wide behind Fitzgerald. He has to go get it and then sauced across to Dexheimer. Left wing pass, Morrissey gains the zone, trying to get it deep. Instead, the pass intended for Morrissey back at the left point was deflected all the way down to the Wisconsin zone, and Scarfonia will just move it behind the net for Morrissey, and Gavin will come ahead with it. Gavin was born in nearby Dayton. His parents are here tonight, Judy and Kevin. Saw them prior to the game. And Judy pulls out her telephone, and oh, here's a nice pass by Morrissey, setting up Mosley, stopped by Turnus, who protected the far post. Dexheimer, Morrissey, back to Dexheimer. Straight away, in towards Morrissey, redirect, can't get through, blocked, out of the box comes Wahlberg, breakaway for the defenseman, the big fellow stops and had the puck poked off his stick by Scarfoni. Wahlberg got deep, didn't know what to do with the thing, Scarfoni poked it away. Badgers unable to convert that power play. Still down two with 8:50 to go here in the third period of play. And now here comes Horbach on the attack, but Carfagna gets into the way and carries him to the corner, and they both go down hard. And now Fontaine from behind Mellenbacher trying to pick his pocket. No luck. Fontaine will dump it in. get to that story about his mom, Judy, pulls out a picture. Oh, near steal to the right of Scarfone, poked out of harm's way by Scholes. He came here for Buckeyes hockey camps. And she's got a picture of him with his mask on and his when he was 5 years old. It was really cute, actually.
Well, thank you to Ohio State for the first time I think I've ever said that in my life. He's a heck of a player.
Yes, he is. Here's Montez, got around Scholes but lost the puck. Mellenbacher after it, deep in the Wisconsin zone, goes to get it. Now with Phelan. Hong stole it away. Knocked off the stick of Horbach once, twice. Phelan pitched it to the near side. Hanson Bucata tracked it down. Long range snapshot by McBrayer. That went wide of the mark to the near corner. Point pass to McBrayer. Cycles back to the corner. Hong lost it to Scholes. Zach headmans to Botterill. He'll skate out of the defensive zone. Tries to get the red line and get it deep. Couldn't do it. And the Buckeyes now have possession. 3-1. Ohio State with the lead. Wisconsin led 1-0 after one. Jack Horbach with his second goal of the year. But two goals in the final 4.5 minutes of the second put the Buckeyes on top. And then a goal early here in the third from Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine. Then Anton Castro, the starting goaltender, left to go to the locker room, replaced by Tommy Scarfone. And a loose puck picked up by Weston Knox near the Badgers line. Gets it off to Lindmark. Eludes Gordon, dumps and chases. Lindmark.